Item 28.
Item number 28 from the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to implement an interdepartmental fund transfer in the fourth quarter of 2014 to offset a possible expenditure deficit in the Department of Human Resources so that it may fill two Human Resources Information System assistant positions and one Employee Relations Director position, and further requesting to implement the classifications and rates of compensation for one budget analyst position within the Department of Administrative Services Fiscal Affairs Division, two Economic Development Project Manager positions, and one Associate Economic Development Project Manager position within the Department of Administrative Services Economic Development Division. Revised reports were provided on April 10th, 2014, eliminating the request for the Employee Relations Director position.
Supervisor Coleman.
Mr. Chair, I would move adoption of the revised resolution, and just to refresh everyone's memory, this is part of the request that came last month when there was a request for two payroll positions, and the funding mechanism at that time was the contingency fund. The committee supported my motion to lay this over and just because I thought that the administration could find other sources of money to fund these and the contingency fund. I worked with Mr. Fudge, who was very helpful. I hope I don't get him in trouble for saying that. We were able to then work with some other positions, and I thought we could take this item up because I know Mr. Whaley Smith's positions are affected by this, and then he could maybe get out of here and go on about his day. So it accomplishes fixing the situation with Mr. Whaley Smith's position, the two positions that were related to payroll that were requested, and a position in DAS Fiscal. So I would move adoption.
Comments, questions, concerns? Thank you. Supervisor Vaughn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chairman Cullen, can you clarify the item that you referred to that you said fixed the positions in? I think you were saying there were some positions that were included that were fixed. Where was that located?
Where were the positions located?
Yeah. You mentioned the position for economic development.
There's, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I believe those positions were in HR to deal with payroll,
okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And the controller talked at length, has talked at length about, well, we who were at agenda setting here,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
he did talk about that those positions and how there was interaction with respect to payroll and HR, I believe, during the last cycle.
Okay.
Director Mitchell, do you have something to offer?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. To back up just very briefly, last year the Comptroller's Office launched a pretty big project to consolidate the payroll function into one office, which I very much supported and actually gave up two FTE to support that process. We had people touching payroll sort of all over the organization. What I didn't realize at the time and during the budget process, I didn't know either, is that there are some key HR functions that tie to how we put employee data into the system that's not payroll related, how we hire into the system, how we term, how we put in information about all sorts of employment pieces. And we've discovered that more than 40 people all over the county have access into the system in our inputting things in different ways. So the data that we have has become an issue. So what we're attempting to do is consolidate the HRIS function, which means HR information system function, into just two people, into our compensation team, so that we can control how the data is going in, and we can also lock down from a security perspective who has access to what. Does that make sense?
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify. I know I've been trying to track the position in juvenile detention, which I think is either a reclassification, and Tom Wanta might be able to help me out on this, either a reclassification or a position that the division wanted to include to move forward on programming. But I don't know, Supervisor Cullen, if that was brought to your attention so that it could be all done at one time. I think there might even be movement to do it next month or something like that. So I just wanted to get clarification.
Supervisor Cullen.
If that happened.
Yeah, I know. I think that request was made, and the chairwoman hadn't referred it, so it's really not before us,
right.
that position.
That's my understanding, too, Supervisor.
Gotcha. Just trying to see if we could do things quicker.
We have a motion to adopt the resolution for item 28. Any other comments? Supervisor Cullen.
Mr. Chair, I saw Mr. Whaley Smith talking to Mr. Fudge, and I assume this fixes your... Okay. I saw a quizzical look on your face at one time when you were talking. I just wanted to make sure that this accomplished what we were attempting to accomplish from your perspective.
So Mr. Whaley Smith wants us to lay it over or hold it or something? Is that true?
Indefinite.
Was that the expression?
He seems to be nodding that he would like the resolution to move forward.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Supervisor Lipscomb.
I'm sorry. Can someone just explain what happened between the report, the revised report, and then the second revised report? There's like three versions of the report in here. So I'm trying to understand what actually changed. Two of them have the same date.
Mr. Fudge, can you help us?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the original version would have included in the fund transfer that we are directed to implement funding for the employee relations manager. The subsequent two versions did not include that, so it would just include the two data entry positions that have been discussed. Off the top of my head, I don't know what the subsequent change was. It was probably fairly minor, but that's the main change, is just reflecting only the two HRIS positions. Why there's a third version, I can't remember. I don't remember it being a significant change. It may have just been a typo or something.
Yes, yeah, scroll down, find it. All right. Does anybody know what the third version change was? Because I didn't even see the third version until just now. Because it's until you scroll down, you don't see that. So I was working off of the revised.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I managed to remember while we were discussing it. I stand corrected. The second to third version eliminated the employee relations manager. The first to second version eliminated language that would have basically permitted DAS Fiscal to identify other sources if these sources that are in this version didn't materialize. This basically locks us into transferring the amounts from the departments listed. So this would, in effect, require this fund transfer to go forward from these departments, these amounts, these sources, on October 1st. I apologize for the confusion.
Okay. So it's the April 10th version that's been moved for adoption.
Any other comments, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 28 for adoption prevails.
Thank you very much.